Donald Trump welcomes child born prematurely as State of the Union guest. By Charlie Spiring on February 4, 2020. President Donald Trump will welcome a child born prematurely and her mother to his State of the Union address on Tuesday. The child, Ellie Schneider from Kansas City, Missouri, was born at just 21 weeks and 6 days but survived. She is now 2 years old, one of the youngest born babies to survive an early birth in the United States. Her mother, Robin, will attend the president's speech with her child. The president frequently advocates for babies born alive, warning that Democrats refuse to acknowledge the need for legal protections to safeguard their right to life. Trump will also welcome Kelly Hake from Stillwater, Oklahoma, a military widow whose husband was killed by a bomb supplied by Iran terror leader Qasem Soleimani. Hake's son Gage will also attend the speech with his mother. The president will also continue the tradition of hosting family members who lost loved ones to illegal immigrant criminals. Jody Jones from Farmersville, California, lost his brother, Ricky Jones, after he was shot and killed by an illegal immigrant who had previously been deported twice. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz will also attend. Trump will also welcome individuals successfully taking advantage of the new opportunity zones for employment and businesses and students taking advantage of school choice. The White House released a list of guests that will attend the State of the Union speech on Tuesday in First Lady Melania Trump's box, but always leaves room for a few surprises during the speech itself.